Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, y'all. Just give God a little praise right quick. Come on, let's just take a second. If the Lord's been good to anybody, put your hands together, exalt his name. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. The psalmist said it like this: from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, he's worthy to be praised. Now, I know we lost an hour. Amen. I know we lost an hour. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know there would probably be more people here normally, but praise God for those of you that have come out this morning. I need to thank God for your pastor. Amen. I need y'all to help me thank God. Come on, come on. Y'all say amen for Pastor Art Durin, Lady Durin. Come on, let's thank God. Come on, let's exalt the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for the way God uses him and them, the way God speaks, the way he does ministry in the, amen, right here in Muskegon. Come on, somebody thank God, amen. Somebody bless the Lord. Somebody thank God. Somebody wave your hand and just say hallelujah. Come on, God is healing. God is helping. God is moving, amen. And we thank the Lord. I thank God for your pastor, amen, in powerful ways. He is indeed a marvelous man of God, a patient and loving man that has concern for this community. And it's good to come to church and see a generational church, active and vibrant, people that love God, people that are excited about God's word. Who here is excited today about God's word? Amen. How many people here know his word is a lamp and light? Amen. And our prayer is that God speaks today. I'll say it this way: let the words of my mouth, the meditations, thank you, God, the secret motives of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. I don't want to be too long today, but there is a word from the Lord to be shared on today. Allow me also to appreciate the staff of this church. Sister has been emailing me, texting me, asking me if everything was okay. Pastor, what do you need? Amen. I need to tell my sister I appreciate her. These wonderful ministers, amen, the armor bearers and ushers met me at the door, made sure that I was comfortable. And for that, I am appreciative and grateful. I come today humbly to speak the truth of God's word. And one thing I've learned in ministry is that people really aren't interested in what you think. People really want to know what God said. Y'all didn't hear me today. It's more important what God said than what any of us think. Amen. Because if you learn what God said, God will change your thinking. He will change your understanding. And when you get better understanding, God can uplift you, bless, and keep you. I want to invite you quickly to the word of the Lord. I'm adding a scripture here. I want to first read 1 John chapter number 4, begin at verse number 1, and then we're going to go to the book of 1 Kings chapter number 12. Amen. 1 John chapter number 4, beginning at verse number 1, and then we'll go to 1 Kings chapter number 12. If you got it, just say, I got it. Amen. All right. Y'all there with me? Amen. Thank, bless, and praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, beloved, believe not every spirit, But try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 Kings chapter number 12, for the sake of time, I want to abbreviate the reading and just read verse number 31. Reading this from New Living Translation. There you'll find these words. 1 Kings chapter number 12, verse number 31. Jeroboam also built places on hills for people to worship. He chose men who were not from Levi's tribe to be priests. He decided to have a festival on the 15th day of the 8th month each year. He wanted it to be like the festival that they had in Judah. He offered sacrifices on the altar in Bethel to the gold cow that he had made. He also chose priests to serve at the places that he built for people to worship. This is God's word for God's people. I need y'all to meditate with me today on this subject, low people in high places. Low people in high places. And we need your prayers on today. Brothers and sisters, this morning, we all in our Christian walk, those of us who've been in Bible class, those of us who grew up in Sunday school or going to vacation Bible school, have heard the quote from Proverbs 4 and 7, where the Bible advises us that in all that we get, we should get understanding. If we read that word understanding in other versions of Scripture, words are used that said, in all that you get, in all that you obtain, get prudence, get insight, gain good judgment, get spiritual discernment. One version says you ought to have some good sense. Amen. My dad, Bishop John Williams, would always say to me when I was younger, common sense isn't as common as you think. Amen. My grandfather, his father, would say it like this: life, if you act a fool, he would say, life will learn you some stuff. Amen. Now those my age and older recognize, amen, all of us recognize that's not proper English, but the message is clear that how you behave yourself matters. And I want to suggest to you today by the word of the Lord that you have to be careful who you listen to. That listening to the wrong person, being guided by the wrong influences, listening to people that have wrong or ulterior motives can lead you down a path that can cost you everything that you have worked for and waited for. In fact, my brothers and my sisters, I came today armed with stories from the book of 1 Kings in chapter number 12. There, brothers and sisters, in 1 Kings chapter number 12, when we start the chapter, the nation of Israel is vastly different at the end of the chapter than it was at the beginning of the chapter. If you read it through, you will see that as the chapter begins, 1 Kings chapter 12, there are 12 tribes united. By the end of the chapter, we see a nation divided. In the beginning of the chapter, there is one country called Israel. By the end of the chapter, there's two countries called Israel and Judah. In the beginning of the chapter, there is one nation and one king. By the end of the chapter, there are two kings and there's turmoil. At the beginning of the chapter, we see talking and asking. By the end of the chapter, we see fighting and stoning. In the beginning of the chapter, there is one nation under God. At the end of the chapter, there are two nations in open idolatry. And you might ask the question, Pastor, what in the world happened in 1 Kings chapter 12 that so abruptly changed the course of a nation? I'm glad you asked. Let me share with you, brothers and sisters, part of the story of 1 Kings chapter 12. 1 Kings chapter 12, there is a prominent king that has recently met his demise. King Solomon has gone on to be with the Lord. And even though he had hundreds of wives and concubines, the Bible only mentions one son of his. His name was Rehoboam. And Rehoboam, my brothers and sisters, in the beginning of chapter 12, is about to be exalted to the throne to succeed his father as king of Israel. Now, you need to understand, brothers and sisters, that Rehoboam isn't just anybody. But Rehoboam comes from a long line of prominent, wise, and important people. The Bible says to us and teaches us with careful examination. The scripture shows us that, amen, one of his great-grandfathers, two of them, were named Jesse and Ahithophel. Brothers and sisters, we know who Jesse is. Jesse is a man, a landowner, and somewhat wealthy man who was, amen, David's father and who had raised other men that had a kingly appearance. Another one of his great grandfathers was a man by the name of Ahithophel. And you may not recognize the name, but let me tell you like this. How can I describe Ahithophel to you? If Barack Obama is president and he had somebody else, so let's just imagine King David was Barack Obama. Ahithophel would have been his Colin Powell. He was somebody of importance. He was a military mastermind and genius. And the Bible tells us in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse number 23, that Ahithophel was so deep that just hearing from him was like inquiring in the oracles of God himself. This brother was bad. This brother was awesome. This brother was a military genius. Rehoboam had grandfathers that you may have heard of. One of them was a man named Eliam, who was one of David's mighty fighting men. The other, brothers and sisters, was King David himself, who the Bible speaks of him, and people were singing songs of David that said, Saul has killed his thousands, but David his ten thousands. Rehoboam's father was a man by the name, a king by the name of Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 4 tells us Solomon was one of the wisest men that ever lived, and God caused him to excel in wisdom. Brothers and sisters, his grandmother was a beautiful sister by the name of Bathsheba. She was brilliant and beautiful. Brothers and sisters, his father, Solomon, my brothers and sisters, Solomon was so prominent in the word of God. The Bible, check it out in the scripture, Solomon is credited with 3 of 66 books in the Bible. Solomon writes and compiles Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. And yet, brothers and sisters, of this long line of brilliant, wonderful, wise people that Rehoboam comes from, Rehoboam ends up dividing the kingdom because Rehoboam listened to the wrong people. Brothers and sisters, I came to tell the young folks today and some of us older people, you got to be careful who you allow to speak into your life. That there are people, my brothers and sisters, that if you listen to the wrong people, if you have people in your life that have, too much or undue influence over you, then, brothers and sisters, what you have been waiting for and working for, what you have been fighting for your entire life can be lost in an instant listening to the wrong people. If you check it out, and I don't have time to go to it, but y'all check it out when you get home in chapter number 12. The Bible says Rehoboam is about to become king. And Rehoboam, first of all, goes, and the people come and ask him, Rehoboam, what kind of king are you going to be? Rehoboam answers and said, tell you what, give me 3 days and then come back to me and I'll give you an answer. Rehoboam then goes to the older men that served his father. And the older men told him, listen, we've been in a season of very high taxes. We've been in a season, of harsh times. So love the people and serve the people, and the people will serve you forever. But listen to the mistake that Rehoboam made after he talked to the young, he talked to the older men. The Bible says that he goes to young men of his own age. The Bible says he went to his friends that he grew up with. And his friends told him, man, this is what you tell them people. If you thought my daddy was hard on y'all, get a load of me. He said, daddy whipped y'all with whips. I'm going to whip you with scorpions. He said, daddy whipped you, something that caused pain. I'm going to make it sting and poison you. He goes, brothers and sisters, and the people, right after they come back to him in 3 days, when he is there speaking with them, the people get upset and reject him as king. Can you imagine having great-grandfather, 2 grandfathers, father, grandfather, mother, grandmother, all of these prominent people in your life? And you don't know how to act. Y'all ain't gonna help me today. There are too many people in church today, that know what's right but don't know how to act. We listen to the wrong people. We listen to the wrong influences. Can I give y'all an example? Here now is what we hear the scriptures. First John chapter 4 says that we are to try the spirits and see if they be of God, because there is a spirit of the Antichrist that was in the earth even 2,000 years ago and is in the earth now. And what we got to do is, when you listen to the wrong people, it can cost you your future. He comes out. He listens to the wrong people. Amen. And the kingdom is divided. Not only did Rehoboam listened to the wrong people. I told y'all it was one nation turned into two nations. The other king was a man by the name of Jeroboam. Here, listen quickly, I'm just about done. Here now is what Jeroboam does. Jeroboam, my brothers and sisters, as the nation is divided, 10 tribes in the north and 2 tribes in the south, Israel in the north, Judah in the south. Now the southern kingdom is what we would now call the West Bank. Brothers and sisters, the kingdom was divided because people listened to the wrong influences. Rehoboam listened to other people that didn't know what they were talking about. And then Jeroboam made a similar and, amen, somewhat worse mistake in that the only person that he trusted was himself. How many of you understand that there is a way that seems right to us, but it can lead you to destruction? My brothers and sisters, as he spoke to us, as the word of God came forward, as the kingdom was divided, the Bible teaches us that Jeroboam made up his own religion. Jeroboam built 2 golden calves, and he built great platforms. And the platforms that he built, amen, were houses for an altar. He built high altars in high places for people to come and to worship. But here is also the mistake that he made. He listened to himself, and he put the wrong people in the wrong position. Because God already had a design that said, if you're going to be a priest, amen, in my nation, they come from the tribe of Levi, or some call it Levi. Brothers and sisters, here now is what he did. The Bible says that he made priests of people that were not Levites. He put low people in high places. And then he began to build platforms. And when he built platforms, he put, amen, golden cows up there and told them, now you don't have to go to Jerusalem anymore to worship. Just go this far. Just go to Bethel. Just go to Dan. Either go north or south, but I'm going to give you people, amen, to tell you what you want to hear. My brothers and my sisters, can I just get to the point real quick? In the scriptures, they built platforms. They built structures that were 30, 40, 50 feet high, about as high as, you know, the overpass of a gas station. And there were steps that would go up to the platform. And when people got up on the platform, they would speak, amen, and then they would, amen, offer sacrifices and lead worship. But the worship was not, amen, prescribed by God. Brothers and sisters, today, we still got platforms. Back then, they were brick and mortar. Back then, they were stone and stone structures. Today, our platforms are electronic and social media. Back then, they had a platform and an altar. Today, we've got social media and apps, and we're listening to people that have no business in a position of authority in our lives. We are listening to people. You don't know who they are. You don't know where they came from. You don't know nothing about them, but they popular. You don't know if they go to church. You don't know if they saved. You don't know if they worship. You don't know if they know God. You don't know their religion. And here we are. We ignore, amen, righteous counsel. Our young people ignoring parents and grandparents. Because somebody on an app, somebody, amen, on a platform is telling us how to behave. Brothers and sisters, read the word of God. If you listen to somebody on a platform, they can lead you in the wrong direction, and it can cost you everything. when you listen to people, just like what Jeroboam said. Jeroboam said, you don't have to go to Jerusalem no more. On the apps, I mean, on social media, you ain't got to go to church no more. Y'all ain't going to help me today. You don't need no pastor. You don't need nobody to pray over you. Don't worry about what your parents think. They're only talking about they owe. And I just stopped by Kingdom Embassy, Covenant Church, to tell somebody today, be careful who you listen to. Because if you put low people in high places, they can lead you astray. Can I tell y'all something real quick? I'm done. I got to go. Can I just tell y'all real quick? If you got somebody you listen to online and they tell you more what they think instead of what God said, turn them off. Can I tell you, if you got to come in and wear all kinds of design, ain't nothing wrong with looking nice. Ain't nothing wrong with being clean. But if you're more concerned with designers than the design of God for your life, then I don't want to hear what you got to say. Y'all ain't gonna help me today. If you got to preach with $500,000 worth of jewelry around you and your watch blinging and diamonds in your glasses and all kinds of foolishness, can I tell you what God said? I'm God all by myself, and I will share my glory with no one. Yes, sir. That's good. Be careful. There's too many apps. Too much social media. We're listening to crazy people. We listen to people, you don't know who they are, where they come from. But then when you get in trouble, you run back to the church, because them people ain't gonna be nowhere to help you. Those people don't know you and you don't know them. Can I tell you real quick? They really don't care about you. They just want you to pick them up and lift them up so they'll be more popular. People want to know how many followers you got instead of knowing I'm a follower of Jesus. I don't care how many followers you got. Do you follow the word of God? Do you follow Jesus Christ? Is God the God of your life? I'm done, y'all. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. But I just want to announce to somebody today, don't put low people in high places. God is high and lifted. God is great and exalted. Our God is greatly to be praised. And anybody who wants glory for themselves, can no one can compare to God. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. Lift him up in the house. Bless and praise his name. He's a good God. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Can somebody here lift up the name of Jesus? I'm not here to lift up men. I'm not here to praise you. I'm here to praise my God. You don't know like I know what he's done for me, where he's brought me from, where he brought me out of. God and only God. Hello, somebody. I gotta tell our young people, be careful who you listen to. Quit elevating the wrong people in your life. Get these crazy people out of your life. Learn how to get to church. Get in your Bible. Open the scriptures up. Get back to your mama and your grandmama, your daddy and your granddaddy. Get back to somebody that loves you and cares for you. Amen. Aren't you tired? Can I just ask real quick? Is there anybody here that can say, Pastor, I got caught up and I went the wrong way, but I thank God I didn't lose my life. I thank God I'm still here. I thank God he had mercy on me. I thank God he spared my life. I made some mistakes. I did some time. I had to repent, but here I am. Let me close with this. Let me close with this. Let me close with this. If you made some mistakes, if you followed some wrong voices, if you've been listening to the wrong people, if you put low people in high places in your life, amen. Can I just, amen, recommend, I know we fast and pray, amen. I had to fast from social media. That's going to throw some folk off. I just lost half of y'all. Let me tell you, let me say it again. There was a time I had to fast from social media. because it was throwing off what God was saying to me. And I had my phone all day, every day, listening to what people said and not hearing what God said. And I had to get back on my knees and spend some more time with God. And it happened to me. So I'm not here to just, amen, tell y'all, okay, it happened to me. And God had to get me right. God had to get me straight. I just came today to get somebody straight. Amen. I'm not your pastor. I'm not here to fuss at you. I'm only here to tell you about my experience and to invite you. Get back to what you know about God. Get back to what God already told you. Get back to the God of the Bible. Quit listening to crazy people saying crazy stuff and know what God said in his word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your people. I thank you, God, for this word. I thank you, Father, that you have spoken. I pray, God, that the people have heard and have been blessed. Now, God, I ask and pray, Father, that you call someone today to be restored. God, someone today is going to recover. Lord, someone today has heard a word from God. And God, you are convicting their heart. Father, at whatever level, at whatever they're ready for, whatever they can accept. God, I just want to plant the seed or water. But God, in your own time, in your own way, God, you give increase. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, my brothers and sisters. One Friday he died, but he didn't stay dead. He rose from the grave with power, victory, authority. And right now, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. And because he died for our sins, the Bible says it to us like this, that if we confess our faults, y'all ain't hearing me, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin, but not just that, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anybody here need a cleansing today? Anybody here besides me need to confess today and just say, God, I repent. God, I'm sorry. Lord, you know my heart. God, I made some mistakes in my life. So, Lord, if you would just forgive me. God, if you would forgive me. God, if you would touch me again. Father, if you would anoint me all over. God, if I could just hear your voice one more time. God, if you could just send me back to church. God, if the people could just open their arms to me and receive me. God, if you would just bless me, God, give me strength and courage to walk back to church. I'll thank you, and God, I'm on my way. Somebody's on their way today. Is anybody on their way today? Is anybody here on their way today? This is an awesome church to be a part of. This church right here where God speaks and the scriptures are taught and God moves. You can come to this, you can join this church today and be a member of the kingdom of God, the body of Christ, and this great church. If you are here today, is it okay? Can y'all stand with me real quick? I just need to know if there's somebody here that heard the word and wants to come. If you are here, would you come right now? Come on, I'm done. Amen. Come on. If you're here and you need to come, you just come on. Don't worry about who's looking at you. Just come on. Don't worry about it. Come on. Let God bless. Let God move. Let God speak. Let God deliver. Let God touch you. Come on. Open up your heart. Let God speak to you today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Great things you've done. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Changed hearts, God. God, move, God, by your spirit. God, new voices, God. God, bring them back, oh God. God, give us hearts to hear what thus said the Lord. In the day we hear your voice, God, we will not harden our hearts. In the name of Jesus. God, you put a shepherd over these people. We will follow the shepherd, oh God. God, we will hear the shepherd's voice. Another we won't follow, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we repent, God. We repent, God, of listening to wrong people, hearing wrong voices, doing wrong things, going wrong places. We repent, oh God. Help us, Jesus. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. Restore us, oh God. Restore us, oh God. Make us who we're supposed to be. Help us to do what we're supposed to do. Take us where we're supposed to go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Father, every person that's here, under the sound of my voice, everyone on the altar, God, I thank you for everyone, God. The anointing of God be upon you, my brother, my sister. May God bless and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious. May the Lord bless you. May God change your life and change your situation. May God renew your heart and mind. May God forgive you as you call out to him. As you, amen, repent of it, may God hear your voice. God, hear our cry. God, hear our voice. Thank you, Jesus. And when it's all said and done, you get the glory, God. Change us. Move in us. Restore us. Revive us. And we'll serve you. We'll bless you. We are your people, Lord. We are the sheep of your pasture. We praise you right now for what you have said, what you have already done, and what you will continue to do. Bless these, your people, in Jesus' name. And the people of God said, amen. Everybody give God a praise in the house. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, let's thank him. Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's honor him. Come on, like that, come on. Like never before, come on, a fresh praise. Fresh oil, a fresh anointing. A new praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. As God continued to work, amen, you don't have to go home, amen. You don't even have to leave the sanctuary, amen, but we're going to dismiss service at this moment, amen. But we're going to constantly continue to let God continue to work, amen, because there's some situations, amen, that's got to be lifted, amen. Amen. Listen, some folk been thirsty and hungry all week long, and they've been waiting to get to the house of the Lord, amen. So, amen, if God is allowing you and he's leading you to leave, amen, you are dismissed, amen, from this place, but never the presence of God. Amen. We want to remind you, amen, that the King's Teens ministry is out there for sign up, amen, if you guys want to sign up. Amen. But we're going to continue to worship God. Amen. We're going to continue to give him praise and glory and honor. Amen. For he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Lord God, we want to say thank you, Father, for Kingdom Embassy as a whole. Lord God, continue to bless the believers of God, God, as they go out into this harvest, into this world, into the neighborhoods, Father, into the communities, Father. We need you, Father, to use them, Father. We need you, Father, to take the word with them that they heard on today, Father, to share it, to spread it, Father, on social media, Lord God. Father, to spread it to somebody who do not know them and their partner their sins, Father, to draw closer to you. So, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, as we leave this place, never from your presence, Lord God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to bless, continue to multiply, continue to lead. In your sweet name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed.